PET scan that can determine if there is amyloid in the brain.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, the only true and living God, who loves us so dearly, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is sanctification, justification, and glorification, part one. My text is taken from Romans 8, 28 through 30, which states, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And them whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified." Everything that happens under God's guidance and care is for the good of those that are Christ's. It might be opposed that, though the saints have all these privileges, we see believers having a variety of afflictions. Though the Spirit makes intercession for them, yet their troubles are continued. It is true, but in this, the Spirit's intercession is always effectual, that, however it goes with them, all this is working together for their good. The good in this context does not refer to earthly comfort, but conformity to Christ, closer fellowship with God, bearing good fruit for the kingdom, and final glorification. The character of the saints who are interested in this privilege, they are here described as such ways, are the same to all that are truly sanctified. They love God. This includes all the outgoings of the soul's affection towards God as the chief good and highest end. It is our love to God that makes every providence sweet and therefore profitable. Those that love God makes the best of all he does and take all in good part. They are called according to his purpose, effectually called according to the eternal purpose. This is Christian sanctification, which means being set apart for God's work. The call is effectual, not according to any merit or worth of ours, but according to God's own gracious purpose. The privilege of the saints, that all things work together for good to them, that is, all the providence of God that concerned them. All that God performs, he performs for them. Their sins are not of his performing, therefore not intended here, though his permitting sin is made to work for their good. But all the providences of God are theirs, merciful providences, afflicting providences, personal, public. They are all for good. That is good for them which does their souls good, either directly or indirectly. Every providence has a tendency to the spiritual good of those that love God. breaking them off from sin, bringing them nearer to God, weaning them from the world, fitting them for heaven. Those who believe in Christ can be assured that all things work together for good, because God has always been doing good for them, starting from creation, the distant past, continuing in their conversion, the recent past, and then on to the day of Christ's return, the future. Far New reaches back to the Old Testament, where the word know emphasizes God's special choice of a covenantal affection for his people. God also predestined or predetermined that those whom he chose beforehand will become like Christ. The Apostle Paul, having reckoned up so many ingredients of the happiness of true believers, comes here to represent the good of them all, which he lays in predestination. These precious privileges are conveyed to us by the charter of the covenant, but they are founded in the advice of God, which without error secures the event, that Jesus Christ, the purchaser, might not labor in vain, nor spend his strength and life for nothing. There is a remnant given him, a seed that he shall see, so that the good pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. For the explanation of this, he here sets before us the order of the causes of our salvation, a golden chain which cannot be broken. The chain that begins with the word "far new" cannot be broken. Those who are predestined by God are also called effectually to faith through the gospel. This is sanctification, being set apart for God's work. And all those who are called are also justified, declared to become right in God's sight. This is justification, because not all who are invited to believe are actually justified. The calling come here cannot refer to merely a general invitation, but must refer to an effective call that creates the faith necessary for justification. All those who are justified will also be glorified, receive resurrection bodies on the last day. This is glorification. Paul speaks of glorification as if it were already completed, since God will certainly finish the good work he started. COVID summer wave surges on. Cases are increasing nationally, especially in the West and the Southeast, as three or four new variants of the virus are driving infections in different parts of the country. By Erica Edwards and Aria Bendix, July 18, 2024. Though the United States is no longer tracking COVID cases, data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention suggests that infections are most likely rising in 45 states and aren't declining anywhere in the U.S. Indeed, wastewater data show high levels of COVID nationwide, especially in the West and Southeast. Every summer since 2020 has had a wave of COVID cases. The uptick began earlier this year. A number of factors are fueling infections. Most people aren't masking and taking other precautions as Americans break summer travel records. The weeks of extreme heat across the country have driven people indoors, where the virus can spread faster. Many other public figures have also tested for COVID recently. It shouldn't be a surprise that there are upticks in infection, said Dr. Dan Baruch, director of the Center for Virology and Vaccine Research at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston. I think it's a combination of the hot weather leading to people congregating indoors in air-conditioned areas as well as new variants. New variants are key to when the surges occur, said Michael Osterholm, the director of the Center for Infectious Diseases Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. Each of the peaks occur relative to the arrival of a new variant, Osterholm said. While waning immunity from the last round of vaccine also plays a major role, it really is all about when the variants come. CDC data suggests that variant LB.1 is more dominant in the Northeast, whereas KP.3 variant is more dominant in southern and western states. There is no evidence that any of these new variants can cause more severe disease than their predecessors, and it's unclear which of them has staying power. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not but perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is material gods. Money and possessions can do great good when they are used wisely and kept in proper perspective. Some of the great people of the Bible were very rich. Abraham, Isaac, and Solomon were perhaps the richest men in their day. God's quarrel is not with material goods, but with material gods. Materialism has become the god of too many of us. Our material possessions are elevated to the central place in our lives, and we give them the attention only God deserves. The Bible teaches that the preoccupation with material possessions is a form of idolatry, and God hates idolatry. It poisons every other phase of our lives, including our family life. The problem, the Bible says, is not with money itself, but with our love of money. The love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, according to 1 Timothy 6:10. No one can serve two masters, according to Matthew 6:24. And here is a question for your consideration. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Don't allow money or anything to take God's rightful place in your life. Realize that all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But the good news is that God loves you and gives you the opportunity to come to him, acknowledge your sin, and trust him as your Lord and Savior. Will you respond to his call? Will you believe and receive? Believe Christ died for you and by faith receive him into your life. Remember, God gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, who died between two criminals, was buried in a borrowed tomb. But early on the third day, he arose with all power in his hands so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first. Trust and obey his word. And use your resources to honor God and help people. Until next time, my beloved, stay encouraged by knowing that God loves you. And when God is in it, there is no limit. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
Something new is going on, and the show is called New Day with your host, Rhett Palmer. That's me. And you can listen right here on WCNO 89.9 on your FM dial at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., and 3 p.m. I'm Rhett Palmer, and it's a new day.